Gönn ich gerade da, man sagt es bei mir zu, da auf Kopf gehen, wir beginnen mit Alva, beginnen mit Tess Master, beginnen mit Gemara, Nikitas Chomeshnen. They already had it for 5 years. So, the Gemara is talking about someone leases a house to his friend for 10 years, and he wrote in the Shtar, and he says he had it for 5 years, so he's believed. So, Pirish Rabbeinu Chanan, Rabbeinu Chanan explains Loshen Echad, one version, Mechem Bekotra, this is how Rashi explains also. Shein Kosev B'Shtar, and it doesn't say in the document, Loi Tchilas, Hashanim doesn't say when the year starts, but they said not the end. Bashtabiyadasecher, and the document's in the hand of the renter. But I'm a maskalasecher, and the owner tells the renter, "Kvartartesham, you already used the 5 of the 10 years." Haruch the Gemara asks, "Bishtar milva regarding a loan document, mi nemalem prati palga? Do you think the borrower is believed to say I paid up half? No, the guy with the document is believed. Shani, and the Gemara answers, "Halcha omale." Here he tells him, "Hi the kasvulach shtara." The reason why I wrote you a document, that you shouldn't take possession. In other words, the primary document was written for me. You shouldn't say, oh, I have it bought by me. And the only reason why the document is bought you is the reason why you're holding on to it is not because you're the muchzik, it's just that I shouldn't deny the amount of years that they were. But I'm believed to say that you already used up some of the years because the whole point of the kedakim was for me that you shouldn't say that you bought it because you have it 3 years already, you know. So saying no, that it was rented for 10 years. Because however the primary point of the document was for me, nichtav that's what it was written. So they came through that yesh koil that the word gets out. It's only as a security by you. Although the document is by you, that's one interpretation. There's another version of Ben Chanal says, but his words are like this. Yesham, some say, b'shtar, that it's written in the document, Bizman, the time of Kach Lekach Zecharti, this is how much I rented, Chatzir Shal Pleini Eses Shanim, this guy's courtyard for 10 years, B'kuf Dinarim, for 100 Dinarim, which is Yud Dinarim Chal Shana, 10 Dinarim per year. B'ache Hei Shanim, and after 5 years, Toin HaSeicher, the renter claims, Vam Lamask, and he tells the owner, Nikita Schir is Chamashnin Bukhulu, that according to this second version of Ben Chananel, that after 5 years, the Seicher comes to tell the Masker, well, I already paid you up 50 dinarim of the value of 5 years. And that's what Nachman's saying, that the Seicher is believed with a Shvur. That's what Sikhna Gemara comes out, the Seicher Neman, that the Seicher is believed, the Shvur with an oath that he paid already. Now he says, makes sense like this. Last interpretation, Arkan Lashayim. That's the end of his words. So it says, Bloshan Zed Nira Iker. And yeah, the primary interpretation seems like this one is primary. Chada, first of all, because regarding the trusting of the renter, that he says, Shaparas Chiris, that he paid up the rent. Iri Nami Lel Menei Besamach. This is actually what the Gemara also had just been saying. So it would sound like that it's the same theme. Umashma, and it sounds like the Bachanami Ayri, that's the same thing that we're talking about over here. And V'oid, moreover, is the Hashta Nichat Fei. Because now it makes more sense. Masham B'maskan, the Gemara says in the conclusion, Shleinas Hashta L'Gavain, that the document was not made for collection. Just that the Sechet should not take possession. Well, fees that, according to this, Hashta Yeshna B'yad HaMasker. That sounds like that the document's actually by the owner, which. Whereas according to the first interpretation of Ben Chanal, the shtar was by the Seicher, and it's not logical that since it was written for the Tales of Masker, so therefore it makes more sense like the second interpretation. Next test matter begins with the word Gemara Shail Od Metuvai. So where Ba'aruch, in the Sefer Aruch, the Erech Shail on the category of Shail, Mafarish, he explains Metuvai, what does that mean? Betoiva Shemachzik HaShail HaMashal, as the gratitude, as a favor that the borrower owes to the lender, that the lender lent him something, now the borrower, meaning who is the lender, could always use Bekelev Shel Mashal of now his former borrower, who is now his lender, because like he owes him, but says that that's not something to be correct interpretation. Next test must be the Gemara Pardise. If he says Pardise, so Rafik Be Kol Pardise Islay, so he can go and use it for any of the orchards that he has. Test, but then we're going to say, the Gemara says in Babasad of Samachal and Beis. Arasov, he says, I'm selling you lands, Tarti Mashma. It sounds like the minimum of that, which is only two. So why are we saying over here it's them all? Elam don't say dasam nami there also iamar aroi. If he would say similar wording, pardisi aroi, not just arasa, have mashmukulu would mean all them come by pardisi. No, because the amar asam, because the gemara said the besayf parakan of some of tesma beis dikli. Yahavale trade dikli only gives him two palm trees with suloy and nothing more. So Bisham says it because the handedaf gabi mechi, right? That's only by sale. In law, the loyma, we're not going to say shemucha kol karkaris if they sold all his properties. Elapachas, right? The minimum, which is two. Bishela, but by loan, which is two. Over here, in the makbid, he's not particularly the mashal kol zorcha because he lent it for whatever he needs to use it for. Additionally, you could say, is the hasam over there, yad lekechel atachtena, the buyer has the lower hand, shamaychim muchzik, because the seller is muchzik in his properties. Over here, yad lemashal atachtena, the owner has the lower hand, shashay muchzik, because the borrower is muchzik in the tool that he borrowed. Chitim, if you're going to say, lemikri shay muchzik, no, the borrower cannot be muchzik, because he's going to end up returning it. Ve'ein nishabiyot, it's not going to remain by him, because amal el, like the Gemara actually said this, nafka bezim and bez, karka b'chez ba'alei, meant this, that the property remains in the possession of the owner, v'afil b'se b'chodesh, even at the end of the month, which it was by the seicher, says to his lady, it's not comparable, because the dafka karka, that's by property, shein yochel atznia, you can't hide it, l'sham to miad bala, to remove, like to hide it, to take it away from the owner, so as lin bas chazaka kama, then you go based on the original chazaka of the bala karka of metalma, memula items, which what we're talking about, as lin bas amanda, taifis, hashta, we go based on the one that's holding it now, hechid leke cheskes karka connected, when you don't have a chazaka karka opposite, and therefore that's why it's different over here than the case by karka. Hadna lachashol, shall return to you with the eighth paragraph of Sechtes b'metzia with Taisus. And I begin the ninth paragraph of Makabal, begin with the words of the Mishnah, b'tevin u'b'kash. He said that just like the divide of the two, so to divide b'tevin u'b'kash. Taisus explains, Eisesh enikzis imishabaylis. That which gets cut off with the store card tevin, that's called tevin, v'anisha ba'aretz, and that which remains on the ground from the store card kash, that's called kash, according ishtoblo, which is stubble. The chesilik of the pasuk in Bereishis, Chavdali, Gam Tevin, Gam Misbay Rav Imanu, which is that which comes along with people, which is Tevin. Vayisesh Nesh Bekarka, which is that which remains in the ground. In Nisim Behemis left, they don't give it to animals to eat, so they can't be what he was talking about over there, which is they was talking about animal fodder over there. Ksiv Nami also says the pasuk in Shema Yisrael, in Mitzrayim, Lekesh Kesh LeTevin, that they had to go to get the kash to use for Tevin. Which are malak mesadis, which that's what they're doing. They have to gather in the fields. Hakash hanisher shom tachas ateven. The kash which remained, the stubble remained beneath the straw. Kateven kvar licha lebayil hamayil mishle basic, because the actual which gets cut off, that the owners already took home, and the Jews had to go and take the kash which was still connected to the ground. Chilmin peregashol the sigma says the shabbos dafkom non non obeys mishle mekash mishkach some mechobi kerev kash which is connected to the ground as we're describing. A teven mechobi hechav mishkach. So how do you have teven that's attached to the ground? Now, the Gemara, the comment, the Gemara that says that Beina the Tisvin Aroi have a little name of the Tiskish, because we're saying that what really remains on the ground, if you're not uprooting, is the Kash. So it says, yeah, but El Mishum Shere Gilas, who, but since it's norm, Lasas Ashba Mna Tevin, that you make the compost from the Tevin, Ulazavala Sadden, that's how you fertilize the field, Lachakum, that's why the wording is the Tisvin. Kalim, in other words, Shere Kash. That the kash should be b'makom hazavel in place of the fertilizer oisim natevin that usually make from tevin. And b'had the kamar nami this that the gemara also says be in the tivna haslam over there lefisha oikra akol because you're ripping out everything v'dash es akol b'merigim and you're threshing everything with the tools of misrachich and it gets softened to nikar called tevin. It's all called tevin because altogether that's what the final product is called. I know it says Shabbos l'mavam beis the maschel kira.